everyone, and welcome to episode 40 of Radio Radar. I'm excited. We made it to 40 episodes. I'm your host,
Almost
Hollander
50.
Cooper. Here with me is
Greg Henniger,
Henry Gilbert,
and Lucas Sullivan.
We don't have Tom because he is in China, literally in China. This is
Shanghai.
40.
He wanted
Shanghai.
To get as far away from Radio Radar as he could.
So he dug a hole.
Went to the other side of the world.
Kept going until he had all the League of Legends a man could ask for.
But next week, Cooper's going to be away. And so
yeah.
Tom will
in
be
in China.
In China.
Getting married in China.
There's going to swap places.
One night in Shanghai.
Tungsten.
Is your
ring going to be tungsten?
No, it's silver because I'm a cheap motherfucker.
Dude, I bet this tungsten ring was cheaper.
So probably. Sterling silver?
I don't know. Somebody was telling me about, like, tungsten is, like, it's super hard. Like, it's impossible to damage.
Right.
But if you ever hurt your hand and they have to cut off your ring, which is something that does kind of happen to some people.
Sure.
They can't just cut off a tungsten ring, so they're going to take your entire arm.
That's what I've heard, and I'm kind of hoping for that.
Jesus.
I want it replaced with an entire tungsten arm. So that's
and it keeps and then they replace it with a tungsten hand, and then you get that has to, and then it's a tungsten forearm.
Soon I'll have a tungsten like,
I didn't
from the
ask
neck
for
down.
This.
Do actually, Adam Jensen's arm kind of looks like it's made of tungsten.
Do you remember in Cloud Atlas where the dude was getting so sick that his like his hand was puffed up and they had to cut the ring off his finger?
That's what we're talking about. That happens
so
sometimes.
Gross.
And apparently,
in tungsten's case. Not going to happen.
Impossible.
Well, how do you carve a tungsten ring that you can't cut through?
I think the
kryptonite.
I think the issue is like the saw they use to cut off normal rings isn't strong enough to cut off a tungsten ring.
So
like it's just the one they have.
Okay.
They got to get the jaws of life out to
and just cut your whole hand
cut
off.
My ring off.
Cut
they
your
might
head
as
off.
Well if, at that
they
point.
Might as well kill you.
I'm legally divorced, right, when they cut it off.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, episode 40 of Radio Radar. It's been a legitimately crazy
week.
It's
been what crazy
week? It's been Xbox week. So, the Xbox One was announced. We're going to get to that. We have a lot to say about the Xbox One.
Howdy.
But before we get there, we got to jump into the top 7 mini-bosses that were better than the final bosses. Now, full disclosure, this was written by one of our UK writers, David Houghton. Great top 7. I don't know all of the entries 100%, so some of these we may glaze right on over.
I don't agree with a couple of them.
So I agree with most of them, especially the number 7, Star Wolf in Star Fox 64. Now, final boss of the game, spoiler warning.
Oh,
Andross, the person who you've been going after the entire game.
Oh.
And Andross boss battle is like the video gamiest video game boss battle ever. He is a giant floating head with floating hands that have weak spots that you have to shoot.
But I like that at a certain point he becomes just eyes and a brain.
Which makes very little sense.
Yeah, but it's
it
fun.
It's fun, but that when you compare that to the Star Wolf battle is just fucking dogfight. It is like he is gonna shoot you down if you don't shoot him down, so you'd better shoot him down first.
It's an intense dogfight, and he's taunting you a lot better the whole time than just Andros going like, you suck. I get your dad.
It's not just evil cackles. It's legitimate taunting.
So yeah, and the Star Wolf team, they were always there's such a bunch of jerks like that. Star Wolf, Pygma. Panther guy.
Panther, who fucking steals your girlfriend in Star Fox DS. There's just one of the endings where he's just like, shit. And then he runs away with your girlfriend, and it's like, wow.
What
is actually something that happens.
Well, because Crystal in the game leaves you for Star Wolf.
What the F?
Yeah, it's...
How dare she?
I know.
It's a dating sim.
Crazy.
It's like Persona, except Star Fox.
Not a lot of people played Star Fox Command, so there's a lot of secrets.
Super good game, though.
All I know is that I picked Star Wolf in Super Smash Bros. Brawl. And he has a stun laser. What
he
a cheap
does have
guy.
A
stun.
He is super good in that game. But what else does he have going for him? He has some other shit.
He's a wolf.
He has the coolest flights. he has a cool arm wing.
I can't lose. He does have a lot of
and
random cool stuff.
And wolves are stronger than foxes. The
is
foxes
that,
are smarter.
Is that true? Do we
well,
know
yeah,
that for sure?
Yeah, wolves are bigger than foxes. Have you ever heard
bigger?
All those? Yeah, they're bigger. Yeah. And all those fables, you know?
Oh.
Wolves
Aesop and such.
Yeah, well, there was one that was like the fox and the wolf, where the wolf was strong and could beat up the fox, but then the fox kept tricking the wolf and making him stupid. Making him stupid. Whatever. Star Wolf's, yeah, Star Wolf's cool.
Wolves, foxes.
Close, but no cigar. Do a barrel roll. New words for you, Lou.
Wow,
what an ape!
That is that's just mean.
Oh yeah, that's the other guy is like Andross's nephew. He's like, I'm Andross's nephew.
His name is just Andrew.
Andrew Andros? Lou?
That's the one that always pissed me off. It's like, this game is it's not crazy dark. It's like a little dark, but there's just like a character who turned on your dad who goes, your dad squealed real good when he died. And it's like, wow.
It's fracked up.
Pull it in a little, buddy. This is a kid's game. He's an awful pig. Number 6, the Berserker from Gears of War.
Now, can you refresh my memory on which
his love
this
for you
is?
Is like a truck.
The Berserker.
Okay.
Is,
the blind dude.
It's the it's
that actually did it for you, didn't it?
They're females, right?
Yes.
You got to trick them with sound.
Yeah, they're blind females. And
wait, are they blind? Are they females? Are you sure?
No. Yeah, they are.
Okay.
I'm going to say that authoritatively.
All right.
Until someone in the comments is like, Greg's a dumb fuck.
Okay. Remember, if you see anything that needs corrected, just mention it and we'll call it out in the...
Do we have any corrections this week?
I've got it. I don't think so.
All right. We were totally right last time.
I wasn't on the show, so I can't...
You were on for like 20 minutes.
Yeah, I was on for long enough to make a joke about having sex with tails, I think.
The Berserker...
Yes.
You got to kill him with the Hammer O'Don.
Yes. Hammer O'Don, the Irish version. The Hammer
O'Don.
Yeah, they're super blind.
Yeah, and they're a ripoff of a Resident Evil 4 enemy. That's
why
I don't
like
them.
They plow through like anything they come in contact with.
Yeah, they
with.
Run through walls. Yeah. And they are super...
They're just angry.
You know, I think you're right about them being women, because I think I remember them randomly calling them bitch all the time in the game.
That makes a lot of sense.
They probably did that to every single look.
That's true. But when compared to the actual final boss, General Ram, who is just... He is just a big locust with bat armor.
Yeah.
Which is kind of cool in a way. He's just sort of like Batman, except a locust. But
and he kills your bro.
He kills your bro.
Not
He kills Kim, right?
I think that's who, yeah.
He stabs a sword right through Kim's chest.
It has been a long time.
But the boss battle with the Berserker is such a memorable encounter compared to, I'm just going to shoot this Batman a lot.
Yeah. Isn't there a point when you fight two at the same time?
Maybe in two or three.
Yeah, there's other times where you fight him. Yeah. Only once, though, in the first game, right?
I think so.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Number 5 on the list. Kintaro from Mortal Kombat 2.
I'm
a hope so much that Lucas knows what's up.
So this is the centaur guy.
Yes.
Not Goro.
I was expecting to have no idea.
If Goro had sex with a tiger, right?
Now that is something I would like.
I'm back in. Can you explain?
Great American Fan Art Challenge.
Or is that...
No, I think
that's... Is that Mortal Kombat 3's
guy? Oh, no. Now I don't know. I think Kintaro's the guy who was a centaur. He had the legs of a horse.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
I know who you're talking about. The striped Goro, basically. Yeah. But I don't remember.
But the lady Goro is
Shiva.
Shiva. Is she in 3 or 2?
She's in 3.
That's right.
Anyways, Kintaro was... Really? Better than Shao Kahn? Okay. I guess he's number 5 on the list.
Wait a minute.
So
yeah, no way.
I don't agree with that.
Henry was right. Kintaro is the Tiger Goro.
I told
freak
you.
Freak me
yeah,
in the freak
see.
Hole. Wait, Motaro is the
yeah,
the other
the
one.
Centaur
God,
is definitely
it.
3. Yeah, see? You can't go Centaur in 2 and then have a Tiger Goro in 3. Like, that's a step back.
Tiger sex.
So are we agreeing with Dave Houghton on this one, or do we actually...
The Tiger Goro's cool. I like him. I don't know much of his backstory,
cool.
though.
Yeah, I mean, Shao Kahn wasn't that crazy.
He's just a dick. I mean, he's just overpowered.
I can't hear Shao
3
Kahn
is what...
Thinking
when I
of
remember.
Shere Khan from the Jungle Book.
I have that same issue.
Every time.
Sonny and Shere Khan.
Sonny D.
No.
Number 4, Ooh. Dr. Salva. So real quick, if you don't know Greg and Lucas, they've known each other for a long time, and they have this problem where if you've ever seen been to a psychiatrist or seen
a
movie psychiatrist where they'll just do word associations, that's what they're... It's almost like... It's almost like how two AI computers would talk to each other.
No, actually, I think it's more like you see the film Nell with Jodie Foster.
Of course not.
Well, in that film, she plays a twin that was raised in the middle of nowhere with her twin, and her twin died. But she only speaks the secret twin language. They talk to each other. Tay in the wind. You remember that? She would say that instead of tree in the wind. But anyway, in that film, it was about twin language. And I think these two, because they were interns together at PC Gamer, they just developed this twin language that only they speak because they were sitting too close to each other.
Well, I guess I gotta go watch Nell on DVD.
So. Nobody hears it.
I have.
Nell?
No, I've seen it.
All right.
Nell, like with
it's
a
got,
K.
It's got Liam Neeson.
Liam Neeson.
In it. Yeah, yep. That's the only reason. I went through every Liam Neeson movie.
Why'd you do that?
And I was in the streak during like high school where I was like, I got Netflix and I got three DVDs coming to me every time. Man. So I'm gonna watch every single Harrison Ford movie that's on this
Don't
list.
Don't worry, Henry. Every I feel equally Liam old Neeson. Right now. Yeah. I'm just like Netflix existed while you were in high school. Freak my life.
But it was just DVD Netflix, not
it
streaming
was,
Netflix.
Yeah, just DVD Netflix.
And even
just.
So, I had to hoof it all the way to ye old Blockbuster and go look on the walls of new releases if I wanted to. Back in my day.
Yeah, that's why I worked at Blockbuster to get free movies.
Blockbuster's
like
just
it.
A kiosk now, right?
Blockbuster is just effed.
No,
right
they have a kiosk.
They hate their lives. Remember they tried to
They're
copy
trying
Netflix
to Redbox
and
it.
They
didn't
tried to
work.
Copy a lot of things.
They could have. I think they could. If they would have adopted it earlier, they could. They probably could have taken out Netflix. If they would have had the same streaming and also like, oh, also like you get a like if you want to come into our store and just get a new movie, that's fine. Like making it all interconnected.
They tried that eventually.
But it took too long.
There was a Blockbuster down the street from me and in college, and I paid $20 a month, and I could go in and get any movie and any game. As many as I wanted for the whole month.
It was too good a deal. Yeah, I worked at a Blockbuster area, and I was like, really? Like, they can take whatever they want.
It was a great deal.
Yeah.
I played, like, 5 games a week and
but they couldn't
like
catch up
movies.
With Netflix because they were a giant dinosaur and they move slow.
Yep. Yep.
Unlike the game print industry or media in general.
Yes.
That's light and fast.
Yes.
Here forever.
Number 4, Dr. Salvador in Resident Evil 4.
I agree with this one.
Yes, thank you.
Dr. Salvador is a badass. Like, he's the I guess he's like the Rasputin of the game, really. Like, he has a long beard, really tall.
Oh, yeah, that guy was awesome. Creepy. He fought him in, like, the burning building, right?
The way they set him up, I was like, this guy's the villain of the whole game. Like, nah, you kill him in a minute. Like, he's the first real boss.
He was super cool. He wasn't it, like, burning barn?
Yeah, yeah, and then
the centipede body.
Yeah, then he has a centipede body underneath it all, the burning barn. It was a really cool fight.
I think his eyes were like, he had to use his eyes to open a door.
And then I think, and when compared to the actual boss of the game, who, it depending on, you could
I
actually beat it in
remember.
Like a minute, because it's just like, you shoot him a bunch, and then Ada Wong goes like, I don't know what I'm doing, and then throws you a rocket launcher, and you kill him.
Yeah.
And that's the end of the
it's
game.
It's a lame ending. Well, I mean, not lame. They always, I'm sure you guys all noticed, every Resident Evil ends with someone shooting a rocket launcher.
Not all. Do you shoot a rocket launcher after you have the fist fight with, Wesker?
Yes.
Yep.
Because he's coming out of the lava and he's about to grab your helicopter.
And then Shiva, yeah. Then Jill hands Shiva and Chris rocket launchers and you shoot two at them into the lava. Though I thought that was wrong. I felt it should have been Jill. Jill should have got to get the last shot on Wesker with
that
him.
That feels so anticlimactic
but that was,
for the player.
Who's playing as Shiva, fine, but she's a third wheel in this whole thing anyway, man. This is about Chris and Jill.
That's racist.
No, it was Chris and Jill Wesker.
Racist.
They've been
wheels are black, and you're saying she's a wheel. What the fuck, Henry?
Also,
uncool.
In Revelations, you... It tricks you into thinking the game's over because you do kill a giant monster while shooting rocket launchers.
Yes.
But then you fight another guy for really, like, it kind of, that epilogue kind of took the wind out of sails. Like,
I literally
cool
just
ending.
Played that, and yeah. I can't remember the final boss.
I know, he's like the terrorist who takes the T-Abyss, and then he turns into,
right,
like, a tall thing with wings and stuff.
Terrorist.
My favorite is in Resident Evil 6. Am I the only one who beat it?
Yeah.
There's like, that
I
same
do one
there's a boss battle that lasts for, like, maybe an hour and a half of just, like, you kill him, and he's back. You kill him! And he's back. You kill him!
So it's basically a level.
Except it's just, it always plays out exactly like the typical Resident Evil boss battle.
Do you shoot him with a rocket in the end?
Oh, you shoot so many rockets.
Alright.
Number 3. Darknut from The Legend of Zelda.
What a name.
Twilight Princess.
What a name.
This fight's cool, but meh.
So this is the guy that you, like, so this was Nintendo being like, we have a next-gen console, we can do next-gen shit, you're gonna knock armor off of guys.
Ooh.
I liked the sword fight. I remember there being a cool sword fight at the end of Twilight Princess against
with
Ganon.
Yeah, I'm actually gonna. I don't 100%. I appreciate this one.
I hope Dave never listens to this.
I hope he listens every week and he is fuming angry at you and incredibly in love with me. But no, I remember Darknut being super fun, and it was almost like for me, the Ganon battle was just a harder version of the Darknut battle without cutting off armor, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. I think.
And that's all there is.
It's been a long time.
Number two, I agree with. Number two is Big Daddy's being better than the Atlas battle.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
Does everyone here hate the Atlas battle,
well,
or
just,
is it just
crappy.
not as good?
No, it's that it's in a game that abandoned so many video game norms in favor of moving the industry forward. It has the most generic 1997 boss battle in any game to come out this
Shoot
generation.
Shoot this guy. He heals. Shoot him. Heal. Shoot him. Now he's dead.
Shoot him. Exactly. Yeah. Meanwhile, every interaction with a Big Daddy was its own like puzzle in a way. Mm-hmm. Like I remember that I approached each one differently intentionally. Like some you'd just say, fuck it, I'm just gonna shoot this guy a lot. But there'd be other ones where I'd like, all right, I see him in that room. There's a long hallway right here. I'm gonna line it with like electric stun traps, shoot him, and then he's gonna run through them. And I just, like, remember watching and seeing him just do that like Big Daddy charge that's scary as shit. And just hearing, and he just goes, and thuds at the end.
And if he's in a room with splicers, you can get him to kill all the splicers for you first, and then you fight him, and he's taking damage.
Yeah, I remember there are times where it's like, all right, I'm not going to kill that Big Daddy. And then a splicer runs in the room, and I turn to shoot him, and just see, like everything stops for a second, because I noticed the bullet missed him and hit the Big Daddy. And it's just like, well, shit. And then just big battle starts.
Yeah, the Big Daddies were really like, I missed the Big Daddies at Infinite. Like, there wasn't... There were the handymen, but there wasn't really anything like a Big Daddy.
Yeah, the handymen, all they did is say, like, the most fun part of Bioshock, one of the most fun parts of the gameplay is using the rails. Not going to be able to use them. You just kind of have to mano-a-mano, just fight them.
Yeah. Shoot that heart.
Just keep shooting them in the heart.
Yeah. So, but I definitely agree. Big Daddies are definitely better than the actual boss battles. Number one on the list, what I think is the most controversial entry, but yeah. I totally agree with it.
No.
Birdo in Super Mario Brothers 2.
Is Birdo's, it a he? Is it a she?
Birdo's cool. I like Birdo. But
for its time, boss battle is super advanced. Something is being fired at you. You are jumping on it, moving with it, picking it up in midair, and throwing it back.
And I respect Birdo's transgender, you know, lifestyle.
So what is your disagreement with this one?
That Wart's an awesome boss. Like, he's cool. You have to learn that Wart hates vegetables, and you have to throw vegetables in his mouth. That's a cool boss.
How did you know he hated vegetables?
I think you read it on a sign somewhere or something.
Birdo tells you.
Somebody tells you. It's in the manual.
I feel like Wart was way too difficult. Is that just me?
Well, he is the last boss in the game.
He is, but compared to the rest of the game, it's like he is more difficult than everything else combined.
Yeah. As far as gameplay goes, I like the Mausers that throw
the bombs.
That's from TMNT, but the rats who
with the shades.
They got cool sunglasses, man. And they throw bombs that explode with the word bomb.
This is going to have to be agree to disagree one, but I'm on Dave Houghton's side. I think Birdo's, beyond being just super advanced for their time, for an NES game, That was crazy advanced. If that was still in a platformer, I'd be like, holy shit, this is awesome.
Well, I like how you fight multiple Birdos, but the layout of what they're standing on will be different.
That alone changes everything.
Because if you pick it up and basically send yourself falling into a pit, that's bad.
That's a bad thing.
I forget what game it originally appeared in, but I remember in I Want to Be the Guy, there's a giant Robo-Birdo fight. That was a really hard one. Well, I mean, that's the whole game.
All right, so that's it for the top seven. We're going to take a quick break and then jump on into the Xbox One. Stay tuned. Welcome back. A lot happened this week. We're going to ignore all of it and focus specifically on the Xbox One, because that's actually all that happened this week.
The X-Bone.
Well, before we get to the X-Bone, other than the X-Bone, Nintendo announced its E3 press conference. It's E3 Nintendo Direct. I almost slipped up there.
Very cruelly at 7 a.m. So
Pacific time.
Pacific. So if I get the schedule correctly, we'll go to we will cover the Sony event probably until about 8 at night. Or we'll end at 8 at night. We'll probably keep covering until 10.
If we not midnight.
Wake up at 6 a.m. and then get ready to watch that Nintendo Direct. And then you and I at 9 will go straight to the convention center to see the Nintendo games.
Sounds about right. So that's when you're going to
Chihuahua.
Also to toot our own horns real quick.
Oh.
We've been covering a lot of stuff recently, trying to cover live events, and our coverage of the X-Bone. Mm-hmm. There were a lot of people coming to Games Radar specifically to check out our Xbox One coverage. So thank you if you are the people that did. And if you weren't, if you're like, oh, I want to go to someone else, you made a mistake because our coverage was the best coverage.
And if you came through Twitter or Facebook, thank you. You made me look like a hero.
For once in your pathetic life, Greg.
For that sad excuse of existence you call a life.
It was the best day ever.
So yeah, and be sure to check back during E3 and everything, because we're gonna keep at it. But
gun and heart.
So yes, the Xbox One is the name of Microsoft's new console.
Boo.
And I don't have, honestly, of my issues with the console, the name is not one of them. Yeah. It's kind of confusing, but it's fine.
Yeah. I mean, it gives people the opportunity to just call it the Xbox.
In a world where we seriously have to acknowledge the Wii U as a name.
That's not a great name either. PlayStation 4 is the only name I've... Well, it's not even... Like, it was just so predictable, you can't, like, love it, but it's a fine name.
Also, the 3DS is kind of a silly name. It's like, we made the DS. It's called the dual screen. Hey, it's a 3D system.
I wanted 3 dual screens, so 6 screens.
Oh wow,
6 DS. Mm.
So yeah, so the Xbox One.
Right, so we're into it now.
Let's get into this. The Xbox One. Let's start with the.
TV. TV, sports, TV.
So Microsoft's sports. Press conference. If you didn't watch it, focused as Microsoft's press conference. It almost played out exactly like. You sarcastically would expect it to play out. Oh, I bet they're going to spend hour long, half hour on being able to watch Game of Thrones on your TV. And that's exactly what it was. They spent half of it showing how the Xbox One will improve your media capabilities. And the reason everyone's saying it's called the Xbox One is because it is the one hub you need
it's
for media.
It's the only thing you
the
need.
The all-in-one.
Everything. There's actually an HDMI in, because you're supposed to plug your cable box through your Xbox One before it goes into your TV.
Yeah.
Which I'm actually excited about for the sole reason that it means I get to free up one HDMI port for my TV.
That's true. I also, like, Comcast's interface is
garbage. Honestly, if this thing's $500 and it will make it easier to sort through my Comcast DVR, money well spent.
I'm ready to live in a post-cable world, so I don't really like need cable.
Yeah, so the Kinect, it comes with a new Kinect that is super improved. I expected it used to detect 17 joints and now it detects 34, but it looks honestly like it's what we expected Kinect to be when they first announced it.
It shows what a giant lie the original Kinect was.
Yeah, it's the Wii Motion Plus of the Kinect.
Yeah, exactly.
So it can detect you in a dark room, which is good, because right now if my room isn't like bright as hell, it's just like I don't see what's going on.
Yeah.
It can detect you when you're closer to the TV. They specifically said that they wanted it to work in more sizes of apartments, including European and Japanese homes, which are a quarter of the size in terms of, like...
The size of a quarter.
Yes.
We need more space for fat Americans, but they don't need it.
Yeah, so that's an improvement, and it can detect 6 people. It can look at the opacity of your skin and detect your heartbeat rate.
Lies.
All this crazy
That's
shit.
Crazy.
All this but, crazy
apparently
shit.
Apparently, it can only it can sense thumbs, but not the rest of your fingers. Like.
Yeah, and it used to not be able to get any of it. It was essentially you had flipper hands.
And I think the controller. It can also sense a controller, just like how the. I believe that with the PS4, they were talking about the new eye can watch the controller on that.
Yeah, he made a comment like, hold up your controller and a shield will block your character or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't want to have to do that. I just want to press a button and have the shield go up. Maybe that's just me.
You just want
to
say, shield,
well, you can
engage.
Well, you can do both. The other thing is it could technically... I remember like 5 years ago when some guy glued a Wiimote to his glasses and was like, look, you can have head tracking. Everyone lost their shit. But this could actually do head tracking without you doing that.
Yeah.
So it has all those awesome features. Blah, 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 Kinect, blah, blah, sports. There's some football going
snap
on.
Snap mode.
You can
hey,
snap
guy,
mode.
Look at my cool fantasy sports team. My fantasy sports team's better. I called you on Skype to tell you this.
Well, isn't it weird? I think when they were doing that demonstration, he was just like, Xbox. Fantasy. And I expected it to be like S&M. Like.
Streaming.
Also, the fun thing is because they kept controlling it via the Kinect, he kept saying like, Xbox, home, Xbox, back. And people that were watching via Xbox Live and that had their Kinect on kept complaining on Twitter that he'd be like, Xbox back, and it would just kick them out of the stream.
I love that.
It's my favorite thing.
That is so great.
So yeah, new controller that looks very similar to the old controller.
Yeah,
just
which is good.
Some minor changes to make it a little better, and there's rumble in the shoulder buttons.
Yes, and in the grips.
Yeah, Sophia described the rumble as kind of ticklish.
Which,
but she said that. But apparently, it's fine. Like if you pull the trigger, it can resist it to make it really
kind of crazy.
It's really cool. Imagine the first game that makes you choke somebody and actually resists you doing it. How
and
disturbing
then it goes
is that?
Limp at the very
yeah,
end.
And then it goes like super limp where you're just kind of like messing with it, and the person's hands are just twitching on the screen.
Well, also it still uses batteries though. Like that feels like a million years old.
So here's my guess: maybe it has a battery charge. So right now, if you put batteries in your Xbox controller, like regular AA batteries, and then you plug it in to charge, it will just electrocute the shit out of you. But what if you could just what if it comes with rechargeable AA batteries?
It better be natively rechargeable. I do not want to buy a rechargeable thing again for it. Like, that's such a stupid...
Especially because the models they showed specifically had micro USB on the top. Mm-hmm. So what's the point of having micro USB if you're going to shove batteries in there?
When the PS4 or PS3 made all their controllers only rechargeable, like, that wasn't even seen as that advanced in 2006. Like, now it should... Nobody uses batteries.
Yeah, no, it's
unless
crazy.
Unless it's for your torch
dildo.
In your.
Oh, sorry, that's not where we were going with that.
Unless it's for your flashlight in your
flashlight.
That's right.
Get your heads out of the gutter, you people.
And
Henry,
your dildo,
on.
Sure.
I mean, if you use ones with batteries, like
wait,
a weirdo.
The Wii U tablet.
You don't have a charger.
Right?
No, it doesn't.
No, really? It does not. It's just chargeable.
All rechargeable. Yes, you are. So yeah, and eventually they got around to showing game. Forza Motorsport.
Quantum Break.
And what Quantum Break.
I liked at the start, they're like, here's a new dashboard, and that's Forza. I mean, we're going to talk about it later. But anyway, Xbox TV.
The dashboard, somebody put an X over everything that wasn't video game related, and it's just like, there's like 10 tiles, and they're all crossed out except for one in the bottom right with the Forza on it.
Oh, jeez.
Wow.
That said, there is an element of this thing is not just a gaming machine. Every time they introduce a new console, it's always like, it's a gaming machine, but it also does other shit. And this time Microsoft's being like, all right, let's be real with you. We're going to have games on it, but the real way we're going to make this your living room, you're the one thing you need in the living room, is with all this other stuff. That realistically, I mean, I wouldn't have thought early in this generation I was going to use my Xbox for Netflix more than I do for games, but guess what?
Yeah, I'm using Hulu and Netflix and HBO Go all through my Xbox right now.
That's how you sell it to moms and dads around the world. Like, if it... The 360 had the tough sell of, like, well, it does all this stuff. It is a game console, yes, but you can do all these things. Now they're like, it's this thing that does all these things.
Yeah, I know people, like relatives, that I'd be like, they'd say like, oh, I might buy I need to buy a Blu-ray player that has Netflix on it for like $600. And I'm like, why are you going to, like, why don't you just buy a PlayStation? They're like, eh, I don't play video games. It's like, well, this one does both, and you eventually will.
And it never needs to play. But I also knew, this is what my little brother did, but I knew lots of friends who did this where they're just like, here, Mom, here's my Wii. It's Netflix. Just watch it.
Yeah, 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 when you were done with it.
Yeah.
So they showed off two exclusive games. One was Quantum Break.
Which is sort
which,
of
by the way,
TV
I noticed
show.
In an article you wrote, for some reason you called it Quantum Dawn Break.
I don't know why I did that. I fixed
that's
that after
DLC.
I saw that comment.
It was just an interesting thing to make. An interesting
Quantum
mistake
Dawn
to make. But yeah, in Quantum Break, made by Remedy Games, who made Max Payne 1, 2, and made...
Quantum of Solace.
Alan Wake.
I'm Alan Wake.
And it's weird. It's going to be a live... It's essentially Defiance. Except not an MMO?
Yeah, so if you haven't heard about Defiance, it's a live-action TV show tied to a game where one can affect the other. But it hasn't really proven that successful.
It's
with
been, Defiance. Yeah, the show's doing well, apparently. The game's doing okay.
But
the confusing thing, though, is this doesn't appear to be an MMO. It just looks like a single-player game.
Yeah.
And they showed off a clip of a really creepy little girl.
Yeah, it was weird. It was also weird, like, the day after Remedy had Sam Lake, like, did this long, like, camera, looking in the camera confessional of, like, I know you wanted Alan Wake, but it did not sell enough, and we are making this new game. We are sorry, Alan Wake. It was a really weird.
It was really
apology.
Uncomfortable. Yeah. But yeah, so the new game. My guess, personally, I mean, people may. I don't know what it actually is about. They showed a boat flickering into existence and smashing into a bridge. I think it might be a reference to the Philadelphia Experiment, which is a conspiracy theory style thing where it's like the U.S. government was testing technology to make something invisible with like interdimensional stuff, and then the boat just disappeared. And there have been like
Fringe.
Yes, I'm guessing Fringe may have actually did Fringe do that.
Yeah,
was it that specific? Warping
objects like cars and big stuff in and out through dimensions.
So, and there have been books like fiction books, science fiction that have been about like, oh, it got lost in time and then it reappears,
right.
And it's all part of like quantum theory. So that's my theory because a boat appearing out of like a military boat appearing out of
quantum
nowhere.
Quantum theory can't. No, this is definitely
no,
not part
unrelated.
Of Quantum Break.
So, unrelated. But then they released some screenshots. Every screenshot, guy in like. Essentially, it looks like it's from the game Fear. Just guy with gun.
Yeah. All the previous say Max Payne and Alan Wake were someone's first name, so I wonder if there's a person named Quantum Break in the game.
I mean, probably.
I'm Quantum Break. I'm just a young man who moved to this town. My name's Quantum Break.
Quentin Break. Everyone calls me Quantum Break.
And secondly, about Remedies reveals that, like, when the 360 got announced, they immediately announced Alan Wake. And it became kind of a joke that, like, oh, is Alan Wake coming out this year? Like, it took 5 fucking years. So I was sure the next time they announce a new thing, they're not going to announce it too early. And they're like, hey, it's Quantum Break. No, it's really something, guys. Like, well, when's it coming out? We are not talking about it over here.
Yeah, and Forza looks great. It looks like Forza.
Shiny cars.
Need for Speed. Rivals. What got announced? Was it?
Yeah, Rivals.
That got announced today, and that kind of looked better.
Yeah.
I mean, from the video they showed, other than those games, they showed off some footage from Call of Duty that was like the footage did very little to
showed you dog
there was a dog
there Everybody was a dog
some underwater scenes.
Yeah, the footage just it honestly just realistically it just wasn't a very good Call of Duty trailer is what it comes down to. The trailer itself wasn't great and it was kind of hard to get excited about
and then
game.
In the middle EA Sports, I wonder how much money they paid Microsoft to be in the like they got to be the first game they showed EA Sports before Forza.
Which is funny because the EA Sports stuff they showed off looked beautiful.
Ignite.
And then immediately it was revealed that it wasn't actually in-game.
Their quote was pre-rendered based on in-game assets.
Yeah, so they probably took the people from Madden, the football players, polished them for 6 months in ZBrush, and then rendered them out. I mean, it's essentially the same thing they did when the Xbox was the 360 was revealed.
Yeah. It was also like I feel now every press conference has to have like now it's our FIFA section. We're talking to you, Europe. FIFA.
Yeah.
Like
so they did all that and then it just ended.
Well, now there's also Halo the TV series.
Oh yeah, Halo the TV series with Steven
Spielberg's stamp of approval.
Yes. Is that it from the actual show itself?
The Xbox is now going to be the water cooler. I remember that.
Yeah.
We're all going to go stand around an Xbox and talk about
stuff. Oh, and they said there's going to be some new Xbox Live stuff. Your achievements will carry over.
Achievements carry over.
15 exclusive games. Over the next year?
Within the first year.
8 new titles, 15 exclusives.
8 new IPs, yeah.
And that, the achievements, they're going to like... Oh, they didn't say exactly how it's going to work. Like, Sony went way deep into how their sharing function's going to work. But they did. Microsoft was saying there's game DVR now, where it's just always filming what you do, and you have a backlog.
So I just got worried about something. So my DVR gets filled up kind of quick. Mm-hmm. If I'm using this as my DVR instead of my Comcast box, am I sharing space between this and my copy of Halo 5?
Absolutely. In your 500 gigs of hard drive space.
It's going to get filled up pretty quick because it's using Blu-rays, and those have like 60 gigs.
Once the Xbox reveal event was over, then everything fell apart.
Yeah, it was precarious to begin with. The reveal itself...
But at least they had clear messages.
It was fine. It wasn't good, but it was... like, Sony's was really good. Microsoft's was kind of shitty, but understood that it was shitty because they have to do it all again in 2 weeks,
and
they need something.
Sony had 3 hours. They had 1 hour,
yeah.
And they wanted to save things for E3.
Yeah, so... What did they spent some? They spent a long time on some video during their thing, and I can't remember what it was.
Well, his Price is Right.
Yeah, there's something they spent a lot, but but it was over, and then as soon as it was over and they had to start answering questions, wow, did things get bad. So here is the real Xbox One. So you go to the store, you buy a copy of Forza. You get home, you log into your you turn on your system, you log online because you have to go online at least once a day, otherwise you will not be able to play any games. While connected to the internet, you redeem a code that came with your game that ties the game to your account. It then installs the entire game onto your system. That means you don't have to play with the disc anymore, which is cool.
I like that.
Problem
now the
is,
disc is nothing.
The disc is broken. The disc is useless. There's nothing on that disc anymore.
PCs have that issue for the last, like,
yeah, it's essentially
ever.
A PC game. Yeah. So,
or the disc is awesome. Like, you're just like, okay, here, friend, you install that disc on your thing, and you'll just buy it.
Yeah, so like, then, so that's it. And then if you give the game to a friend and they install, they're not going to be able to install it unless they pay a licensing fee that is the entire cost of the game. So they also have to buy the game. The only benefit of having the disc is that it will install off the disc instead of downloading the 40-gig game or whatever. Microsoft is asked about this, they continually just dodge it and pretend like that's not what they've confirmed by trying to find unique ways to explain that this... I mean, essentially, the other thing is you're not going to be able to sell used games. Or you're not going to be able to buy used games. They keep saying you can go to the store and sell it, but without a code, nobody's going to buy it.
Yeah,
so
you can sell the disc to them, but then people will just have to buy it from Microsoft once they get online with it.
So essentially what they've done is they've turned the Xbox One into Steam, which that alone is fine, but they refuse to acknowledge that that's what they've done.
Yeah.
And they keep on the official FAQ for the Xbox One, there's a question that says, does it require a constant internet connection? And it says, no, but it does require an internet connection to function. That makes no... There's no... Why the fuck wouldn't you actually explain what that means? It's ridiculous. Yeah. Like, if you do a bunch of other reading, you're like, okay, it needs to check in. And they didn't even want to acknowledge that 24-hour check-in. They tried to avoid it
some
at first.
Some people didn't want to... Yeah, some... Phil Harrison was the only one, like, shooting totally straight.
Yeah, they've confirmed this, and yet on their website, they're using this weird doublespeak, pretending like their system isn't everything we feared it would be, which is so weird.
Do I have to drink water? No, but you need to drink water to survive.
Yes.
You don't have to constantly have water in your mouth, like, no.
Do you have to... Can I sell this game? Yeah. Doesn't work anymore, but you can sell it if you want. Like,
you could sell somebody your toenail clippings if they
wanted to buy it. And then on Major Nelson's website, he's like, we need to clarify some stuff. All we're confirming is that we're designing the Xbox One in such a way that you will be able to sell games. That doesn't mean anything. It doesn't say you'll be able to buy games. Mm-hmm. Then they actually went further and like somebody let it slip that they're putting in some kind of thing where you'll be able to buy and sell stuff through Xbox Live.
Yeah, one interpretation I read of that is that you say, fine, I give up my license. Okay, here's $20. There. Like that's what they mean when you'll sell it back to Microsoft. They'll give you $20 for you to quit having a license on that game.
Huh. But how does see but in that my, in my make mind?
Sense I've been waiting for Steam to do that.
In my mind, that's actually a negative to the game publishers because
where does that money come from?
No, not even that. They have less people to buy DLC or sell DLC to. Yeah. If you play a game and you finish it and you're like, I want to get that game over there, but you know what? I'm kind of $20 short on Mass Effect 4. I'm going to sell Mass Effect 4. I don't care. And then 6 months later, they release DLC. You're going to be like, I already sold my game. Like, it's actually it's counterintuitive to the way gaming has been moving.
Well, also, the way the pricing structure on Xbox Live for retail games is so garbage that, like, they need to get way more flexible with pricing if they're going to do so much digital sales. Like, first off, if you have to immediately install any disc game you get, they need to have day and date downloads for every game. Like,
Nintendo has that.
Yeah.
Nintendo has pulled that off 100% already.
Then secondly, like, they need to bring down price fast. Like, if something goes down from 60 to 40 on Steam, they can't keep selling it for 60 like old... Yeah, old Microsoft would have said, no, it's 60. It was 60. It's an important piece of equipment.
Yeah, and there's all of that, and then there's also so there's all these things, and Microsoft, not only are they refusing to actually adequately explain them, but they're not explaining why it's not as bad as it seems, when it feels like that would solve a lot of the problems. Like, so on Steam, or on the PlayStation Network, on Xbox Live, if you buy a copy of Perfect Dark HD, and then you smash your Xbox with a sledgehammer, and you go to the store and you buy a new one, you can re-download it because it's attached to your account. They haven't gone as far as to say that.
Yeah.
Like, if I go to the store and I buy a copy of a game and I redeem it, can I throw the disc away? Do I ever need that again, or is it just on my account? And they're just like, well, wait for E3. It's like, these are things that you've told us all of the bad, and instead of telling us the good, you're just either saying wait for E3 or giving us answers to totally unrelated questions.
Now I can see how this is good for the health of the industry, because, like, the only way to play an Xbox One game is to pay a publisher money, like, then that completely takes away all the money that GameStop has been keeping from, like, getting instead of publishers. So I don't know how, like, why would GameStop, which still sells a lot of new games too, why would they ever sell the Xbox One? Like, if the Xbox One is actively trying to murder their entire business, why would they ever sell it there?
Yeah, and not only that, but, I mean, so essentially what it comes down to is, like, I don't have an issue with that. And I don't have an issue with that. I don't have an issue with the fact that you're not going to be able to buy and sell used games easily anymore, because we've talked about it before. Realistically, if you're buying used games and selling used games, you're hurting the game industry. Mm-hmm. It's shitty, but it's true. I know you don't have money. You're a kid. You'll eventually have money, and you'll see that that's probably the case.
And they're ripping you off anyway, kids,
yeah.
at GameStop.
Yeah,
like,
so,
sell it on eBay. You'll at least get, like, $10 more.
Yeah, but, and at the same time, I also don't care about the always online internet connection. I know that there are parts of the world that it's not as easy to make it work. Maybe Microsoft will be flexible in those
Hashtag
regions.
Hashtag deal with it.
Yeah, but
that's what Coop's saying.
No, I'm saying that it's essentially Steam, and I like Steam.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with Steam. But they just have to say that.
Yeah, go towards that model
they're
and
scared.
Embrace it.
They're scared to say it. They don't want to piss people off, but they should have known. They also acted like, you're asking us about this? We weren't ready for this. Like, they should have obviously known when the always online thing leaked a month ago. Like,
years ago.
Yeah. People were going to ask.
And I feel like, because there were rumors that it was like an hour or 2 or 3 hours.
Uh-huh.
And I think that, like, the one day is there, like, that's the furthest you're going to push them. I almost feel like, why not make it like a week at that point? Or a month? If you're just trying to prevent people from, like, you could make it work. Like, make that work. Make it every time you install a new game you have to connect or whatever. But, because they're just going to do that. That's just something that's going to happen. But, like, in terms of checking in every day, that seems almost arbitrary.
Yeah. But also, this also kills, like, Gamefly as well. Like, game rentals. Though, if you're not renting from Gamefly, like, as we said about Blockbuster, where are you renting games from?
Redbox.
Oh, yeah, that too.
I mean, this does. Oh, also, fun thing. Microsoft filed a patent last night. So you know how when you buy a movie, or rather when you watch a movie, there's that, like, the MPAA warning in the beginning that's like, you can't watch this with that many people. That's illegal. The Kinect, which has to be on, can see how many people are in the room and charge you more depending on how many people are there.
That's no
a patent.
Way.
That was
wow.
a patent that Microsoft filed yesterday.
Oh my God. That'd be so evil.
That's
it'd be like,
brilliantly
guys,
evil.
Watch this from the hallway. I get the couch, but
okay. No, the actual answer is, guys, I'm going to unplug this and plug in my PS4.
Yeah. Oh, this is why I bought a PS4, so I could just watch whatever I wanted. Also, yeah, the Kinect always has to be plugged in.
Always.
I don't know if that's true about the PlayStation Eye.
I'm sure it's not.
Yeah, the Kinect always has to be on, always watching.
How
you.
Many fucking cameras am I going to have looking at me on my couch?
I don't like that at all.
So man. Microsoft also, I mean, it's not backwards compatible.
Yeah.
And Don Matrick shit all over backwards compatibility. Just took a big, like, burrito
why would he say
shit.
That? Like, he didn't have to go.
He said that
deep.
Backwards. If you have backwards compatible, you're really backwards. But then, at the same fucking thing, I'm sorry, I get really angry about this, and I usually don't get angry at developers. I'm usually on their side with this stuff. He said, like, we have tons of great stuff coming for the Xbox 360. We haven't forgotten about it, and we're going to reveal that stuff soon. So are you telling me that you actually want me to have my Xbox 360 and my Xbox One in the same breath that you're saying the Xbox One is the only thing I need in my living room? Like, if they come out with, if let's say, like, oh, Halo 5, shocker, it's actually Xbox 360 exclusive. But you can't play it on your Xbox One, and so you're gonna have to have your Xbox One Kinect and your Xbox 360 Kinect looking at you
more
at
like
all times.
Xbox,
can you like
two.
Dual Kinect? Like,
I don't know.
Daisy chain.
Ooh, also, your Xbox, the Xbox. Not only do you have to have it on all the time, it's on. It is listening when the system isn't on.
Yeah,
because you're allowed to say Xbox on, and that will turn on your Xbox,
which is insane. That's insane.
It's really creepy. I just don't like... Yeah, I feel... Like, we're paying Big Brother to watch us. Like, I hate that shit.
It's great, because it's like, I'm sure that right now, scrambling is like the Watchdog developers that are like, shit, we didn't think there were going to be video game consoles that were always listening to your living room in any... Like, I imagine the first time where it's just like a murder case where they're like, oh, we used Microsoft servers. They had a Kinect in their living room, and it caught them talking about the crime. And it's like, well, that's good. But I'm being spied on at all times.
Yeah, they've said that, like, there's... Sorry, Lucas, but they said there's, like, there's going to be software security solutions. Like, we take our privacy very seriously of our consumers. Like, but it's still there. Like, it's always
here's, here's
there.
Here's the only thing I could think they could do is make it so, like, it has, like, a three-second memory. And if you haven't said Xbox on in the last 3 seconds, it doesn't do anything. I don't trust it.
They're going to kill sex on the couch. That's one of my favorite places to have sex. God.
You do have a nice new couch.
I do.
I'd love to have sex on your couch. Are you going anywhere anytime soon so I could house sit?
Yeah, I am. Okay. I'm going to be gone for 2 weeks.
Let me know.
I will.
Let me know.
I'm just going to put cardboard in front of my camera. I wonder if the camera is obscured, but it's still plugged in, will it work? Will it go like, hey, we can't see you. What the fuck's going on here?
Or just turn off, or unplug the camera when your system's not on.
But then it might just say, well, you unplugged your Kinect. Is everything okay? You got to plug it back in.
Like, you haven't connected to the internet in a day. We're turning off
911.
We're deleting your DVR. You don't want to watch Arrested Development. Delete.
Yeah, it'll hold you hostage. It'll be like, we're going to delete one episode for every minute it's offline.
Every 24 hours.
Yeah, every 24.
And then we'll self-destruct.
So,
yeah, it'll probably just be like when the controller turns off, it'll just go like, whoop, stop, hey, well, hey, where's the Kinect, buddy?
So what do you think, Lucas? Are you excited for this?
Not at all. I'm going to get a black tarp and put it over the Kinect eye and say, don't look at me.
They need to. That's the other problem. They talked about how great it was as an entertainment hub, and it looks like it could be a cool...
I'm going to use the hell out of it as an entertainment hub.
Yeah,
but
I already do. So.
They have really not talked about how it's actually helpful for game consumers. Like they could. There's a spin to this. They should have had a spin ready, and if they have one ready, but they're like, we're waiting to unveil how we're going to spin this to gamers at E3. Like, they are stupid to think they could wait that long. Like,
I thought it was funny how proud of the fact they were. They're like, and you can transition between playing a game, watching a movie, and surfing the web in like 2 seconds. If you're waiting for your game to load, you can just, you know, switch over to TV. Who the hell is going to do that?
How long are my video games taking to load?
If it's off the hard drive, it shouldn't be that long.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
Ugh. So... anything we're missing on the Xbox One?
1,000 friends on your friends list now. That's cool.
What about the way it looks?
Why not just do no limit?
It's a box. No limit. You can't do that. But that's crazy talk. But no, yeah, it looks like an old VCR to me. That's what it looks like.
It does.
I'm okay with that.
I mean, it's not bad.
It's what I expect video game consoles to look like.
I'm wondering how sexy the PS4 is going to look by comparison. There was no space on that stage for anything unless you were the most important games that sell 3 million copies a year or more. You weren't invited,
except for Quantic.
Quantum Break. I think that's because Microsoft like literally had nothing else. Like, we need something else, guys. Please.
My favorite meme that came out of the whole thing was the worst name prediction of all time. It went from Xbox Infinity to Xbox One.
Yes.
It's just a complete turnaround.
We took some steps back. There's no denying it.
But all right. So they could – I've talked with friends about this, and I think the scenario where they could win back or undo a lot of this damage is – so at every Microsoft – for the past like 4 years, it feels like every Microsoft E3 press conference is like – all right, 30 minutes of cool games. Now it's time for dumb Kinect shit. Now it's time to talk about ESPN Go. And so if this is them, like, surgically removing from their E3 press conference all the dumb shit I don't want to hear about, and at E3 they're just like, all right, we said it's all games. It really is all games. Games, games, games. Like, if that's what they do, then I am, in retrospect, I will be better with this press conference.
Yeah, same here.
And also if they can't answer any of this stuff about used games at E3 and they're going to act like they can wait till like September or something, then I'll be like twice as pissed.
Yeah.
That's my feeling.
I feel like if they show a Kinect game that I actually want to play, that'll be watershed moment.
Oh, they did say Rare is going. There's a historic Rare franchise that's going to be coming back soon. They'll
Killer
reveal
Instinct?
At E3. Yeah, it'll be a Kinect game, an E3 Killer Instinct Kinect game. Also, like, Rare isn't Rare anymore. So you shouldn't be happy that Rare's making something.
Rare doesn't exist.
It's rare that they make a good game.
Ho! Yeah. Zing!
But, like, every... after
Zingo!
After Banjo-Kazooie Nuts and Bolts, there was an exodus of everybody left at Rare who was the people you liked.
They're like, we're never going to get another chance at this because this game didn't sell as much as a game that you stand in front of your Kinect and pelvic thrust.
Yeah,
we're just leaving. This industry is fucked.
Now, probably Microsoft just had a meeting like, all right, so here's a Kinect. These are avatars. I know they look like me's, but they're avatars. This is the only thing you're working on. Get to it. Like, have fun. Have fun, guys. Remember to have fun. It's all about fun. But we had a pitch for Perfect Dark 2. No, come on.
Get out of here.
We got three shooters on this thing already. We don't need that.
We have the exact quantity of shooters that our marketing team says we need. So why are we going to make another one? You know what we're short on? Volleyball. Might want to get on that.
Here's a big question for E3 is, what's Epic going to do? Like, Epic is making weird moves to everybody who, like, several high-level people at Epic have left. I wonder if they're going to continue their Gears commitment or whatever with Microsoft, or if they're just going to like, we're just PC.
Did Judgment sell well?
Nah, not really. Nothing really sold well this year, honestly. Like, it's... 3 million, like Tomb Raider sold 3 million, and it was a disappointment. Like, well, I heard both of the GOW games that came out in March sold under a million in March, which is not good.
Like, I think God of War sold well in the UK. Yeah,
in America they were under a million.
Yeah, so that's pretty much it for Xbox.
So games
news.
Are dead.
Video games are dead. preview. I have a quick preview. I saw Dying Light, which is a next gen and current gen.
Everything is next gen and current gen. Boo! I want next gen exclusives. Nobody other than Thief, nobody has the balls to just be like, we're only focusing on next gen.
Witcher?
Like,
the Witcher?
All right, fine, the Witcher.
Get out of here with your current gen shit.
So yeah, before I get to Dying Light, that is worth talking about because it really feels like the next 2 years of gaming are going to be super weird.
They're just going to be straddling the fence. Like, that did happen last gen. Like,
not
more
as much,
so with, yeah, definitely not as much, but you did get PS2 and, well, to a lesser extent, Xbox versions of stuff.
I feel like there are already more PS3/PS4 games announced than there even were released PS2/PS3 games.
Yeah.
Like, every AAA game, because I think right now everyone's like, all right, so what's the best we could make? Okay, the best we can make is a high-end gaming PC game. Well... we could always just release the regular one on the medium game. There's 80 million of these. Like, there's 100. There's almost 200 million. We're not going to not do that.
The economics don't make sense. And they're also, it feels like every publisher is afraid to, afraid next gen will be such a massive flop they won't sell anything if they make a next gen only game.
Yeah. So it's going to be a weird. You're going to have like 2 years before you get a real quote unquote next gen experience. You're just going to get really shiny current gen games. Mm-hmm. But they're going to be really shiny. So yeah, Dying Light was really shiny. Made by Techland, people who made Dead Island, but published by Warner Brothers, who actually has money.
Quality control standards.
Yes. So it's essentially it's Mirror's Edge, which might be getting a sequel, according to a random leak, but we'll leave it there.
Amazon Germany or something?
Yeah. Mirror's Edge, except Dead Island.
I'm already sold.
Yeah, so you...
I want this.
All they have to do is give the Dead Island Asian girl an eye tattoo, and then she's Faith from Mirror's
They're
Edge.
There. Yeah, so you run around, there's a day-night cycle, and at night everything gets creepy as shit. The thing that makes that game kind of interesting to me is the parkour, because you can run across buildings, you can do all this cool stuff. Then the thing that kind of makes me skeptical is they didn't take anything of the Dead Island formula out. So there's still, like, you could still get, like, a machete that has electricity running through it, and a sledgehammer, and you jump off the roof of a building and slam into the ground and send zombies everywhere. And it's, for me, it's like, you already have a parkour zombie game. Why don't you just leave it there? Like, give me, like, a baseball bat or something.
Right. That doesn't even make sense. Like, you can't parkour while you're holding a sledgehammer.
Yeah, it's like, I feel like they've overcomplicated an otherwise pretty interesting concept.
Holding, like, 7 sledgehammers.
Yeah. A lot of sledgehammers. Yeah. But it looks pretty cool. You can check out a full preview on GamesRadar.com. And that's it for our next-gen segment. I'm sure we'll have more to say every week for the next few years.
The rest of our lives.
Yes. All right, and when we get right back, we don't have any reviews, so we're going to jump into the community segment. Welcome back to Radar Radar Segment 3. If you go to the site, we had a few reviews go up recently, including Call of Juarez, which Greg played.
Juarez.
You liked it, right?
Look, we did it again. I did like it. Yeah, I streamed it. It's actually a really fun, very fleshed out XBLA downloadable arcade game, and on PSN too. Do check it out. It's got a great art style and really, really good storytelling, narration. That's as enjoyable to listen to as probably since Bastion.
Wow. It sounds like Prince of Persia, where as he's narrating the game, like, things will just shift all around you.
It's not so much that as, like, he walks up to a barn and the narrator's like, and that's when I met Billy the Kid. And he's telling a story to his, like, son or whatever. And he's like, the son's like, oh, yeah, that's right. And, like, you had this epic shootout. And so you go into the barn and you have this, like, massive crazy shootout. And then you end up, like, killing the guy. And he's like, actually, that's not quite how it happened. And, like, it just reverses everything you just did and goes back outside to the barn. He's like, it actually kind of happened like this. And so it gives you, like, two different, like.
That's really cool.
It is.
I'm
really
now
cool.
Super interested in the game.
It happens, like, we streamed it for 2 hours, and there's one part where he's in a room filled with dynamite, like those giant red barrels of dynamite, and there's a couple other guys in there shooting, and you have to shoot them perfectly in order to not blow up all the dynamite that's in the room. And then one of the guys shoots you, and it goes right over your shoulder and hits a barrel, and you have to, like, run down this minecart shaft, and then he leaps out. Oh, like off a cliff, and you're shooting guys as you fall, and then you land into a pool of water, and then the son's like, did that really happen? He's like, nah, and it just reverses all the way back.
That sounds so cool.
It is so cool.
Man, I'm excited for that.
Yes, check it out.
All right, so.
I gave it a 3.5.
Awesome. All right, community segment.
Here we are.
Yes, what was the question of the week last week?
Last week's question of the week was make an outrageous claim that you don't think anyone else will say about the Xbox. Right?
A prediction that no one could have seen coming.
Correct, yeah. So we got some good ones. Let's get right to it with F4G1 Tron. I'm not going to give the satisfaction.
That's what it says.
So the new box will be white. Perhaps it will try to have a Windows 8 touchscreen capability. You can connect your tablet to it, and he just wants to play Animal Crossing.
We didn't say Smart Glass. Smart Glass got a big chunk
of that. I mean, what did they say about Smart Glass besides the fact that we're still doing it?
Install Smart Glass on your tablet, and then it does something.
Smart ass.
I agree.
ShadowOps 117 says it will be cartridge fed.
I'm down.
That's that would have been good.
Is that like farm fed?
Yes.
Cartridge-fed consoles. They cost a little extra, but
yeah,
it's worth it. They taste delicious.
So much healthier.
Yeah. Cinesaur, the next Xbox will have the ability to rewrite game endings for any individual that screams loudly enough about how bad it was.
Beautiful.
This new ending will be that the game disc is crushed into a million pieces.
Perhaps I want it to, you like, write it.
And shoot it out at you like a machine gun style. Cyber Ninja, the next Xbox will be a handheld to compete with the Apple devices. Silly. DNS, after Aluma Room, Microsoft will announce the Smell Room. Not only can you play the game, but you can now smell where the game is taking place. The first game to use it is Forza 5, because there's nothing better than to smell a brand new car.
It's a good point.
Though, there wasn't even a Luma Room there. Like, everybody thought, like, oh, this is when they reveal the Luma Room.
Yep.
Like, no. I wonder if they will do that. Like, they'll have a demo of that at E3 this year. Remember when they had at their E3 booth, they had the fake living rooms for Kinect?
They've been doing that for, like, every year recently.
Yeah.
Games Radar, Colander Cooper.
Hey, buddy.
Actually had a lot of predictions, but my favorite one and closest to the mark was it will have VHS playback.
That's really close. Good work, Colander.
That's a great job. I went to the gather these today, and people had been commenting post when they came out. So I was reading and was like, man, they nailed it. That's really good.
That's too good.
Ah, shit. So then I went back to that. So let's see. Reigns Gaydar says it will do away with XBLA, replacing it with full Steam integration, Netflix, Hulu Plus, and HBO Go subscriptions will be included in the $60 Xbox Live price.
They weren't talking about Xbox Live Gold or if Gold will still even exist. Or they were clear that XBLA, indie channel, done. Games are games, and that's the games channel is where you buy stuff.
Screwing over those.
Well, they said your XP,
are they?
Your XP or your live subscription will carry over.
Yeah, your live name and subscriptions carry over, but I wonder if they're just going to be like, and gold is gold. Look, every button's gold thing ends at this time. And we'll, if you have more than 6 months of gold left, then we'll give you $20 there. Like, sorry. But also, I think it's sad that they're just like, it feels like they're so uninterested in games. They're like, look, it's just games. They're there. Buy them or don't.
The games button is smaller than the Game of Thrones button.
I fucking hated how they kept it. We were predicting as they did it, like, they're going to keep mentioning Game of Thrones because, like, that's the one with all the cred. Like,
last year it was Mad Men.
No, they mentioned Star Trek a lot. They're like,
but last year, like, they always choose this year it's Game of Thrones, but every year there's a new TV series that everyone will reference when they're showing off that stuff. And, like, last year it was Mad Men, and the year before it was, year it was Breaking Bad, the year before that it was Mad Men.
At the Wii U one, they're like, hey, Reggie, I know your favorite show is Breaking Bad. Well, you can find it right here. It's like, I love Breaking Bad.
I did an interview with somebody at Nintendo that I never ended up posting, and I don't think I have it anymore, but I asked somebody who's like, he's like, I work with Reggie all the time, and I'm like, his favorite show is Breaking Bad. I'm like, yeah. He's like, yeah. I'm like, would you say that he's the Heisenberg of Nintendo? And the guy went, I guess. I'm like, so he cooks meth. And I stared at the guy, and he's just like,
I had a similar I interviewed Bill Trinan. We talked about that on the show. It did not go to it was deemed not interesting enough to be an interview to post on the site, but I did ask him. There's a funny video where Bill Trinan on a Nintendo Direct mocks Reggie's Japanese because he's really shitty at Japanese.
Nice.
Bill Trinan is a translator, so he says, well, after hearing Reggie's Japanese, I know my job is safe. And then on the next Nintendo Direct, Reggie says, I was going to have Bill present this next game, but since he seems to like Japan so much, I sent him there for a little while. It'll be a while before you see Bill on this show. And then so when I interviewed Bill Trinan, I was like, so have you seen that video? And he just laughs. He's like, yes, I did. And I was in Japan for about 3 months, but I'm back now.
Please don't send me away from my family again. I'll never make fun of you.
All right, and the winner is Woo! Bladed Falcon.
Hope.
The next Xbox, Nextbox, is not only going to be fully backwards compatible, back even to the Xbox One games. That's why he won, by the way. He called the Xbox One. Congratulations. But he also says it's going to do away with the Kinect and focus only on delivering high-quality games. Boy, were you wrong!
In every way except for 100% being the first one to nail the name.
Oh, he nailed the name.
In every way, he was wrong except in the very middle of his words.
He saved himself. He reached out and grasped glory. So I'm going to reach out and grasp something from my desk and send it to you. Because you're going to
say something else.
I did too.
I mean, you can loop that back and end it however you want in your dreams. So congratulations, Bladed Falcon.
I see him commenting all the time. He's been commenting up a storm on. Actually, we've had a healthier comment section than usual this week. Like,
people love to hate. It's the week of hate this week.
All over the place.
Yeah, this actually ended up being the week of hate, not 2 weeks ago.
Man, the hate that's like brewing on Facebook is
beautiful.
But are these people going to move if they actually stick to their guns? Like, I'm done with Xbox. Are they going to go to the PS4? Or are they just going to go like, oh, I'll just.
If Microsoft
I should
continues,
own a PC.
If
like,
Microsoft continues on the path it's continuing on, and Sony continues on the path it's continuing on, yes. That, granted, the funny part is that the guy in charge of Microsoft's Xbox, like launching this new Xbox, is the same person who was in charge of Sony's launching of the PS3, and. The Sony's launching of the PS3 went terribly for like 2 years because of shit like the exact stuff Microsoft is doing right now.
He was the Phil Harrison, I believe, was the guy that said, "Oh, Rumble is a last gen feature. You don't need Rumble anymore."
Yeah, they're like, "We need that guy to help us out."
This is the guy who should replace Peter Molyneux.
New question of the week.
He didn't replace Peter Molyneux.
Well, Peter Molyneux left. He was in charge.
Molyneux.
He didn't directly replace
not
him.
Not Molyneux.
What?
The other Peter Moore?
No, Peter Molyneux. Peter Molyneux left.
Peter Cottontail.
Xbox Games. almost the exact same time they fired Phil Harrison.
Wasn't it the guy from EA, you mean?
No! I don't.
Listen to me!
Peter Molyneux, as in, like Fable?
Yes! He was in charge of all in the Xbox game. Like, he was in charge of Rare as well. But when he left Lionhead last year, at around the exact same time, Phil Harrison was hired on.
Okay, I thought he was just in charge of Lionhead.
No, Don Matrick replaced Peter Moore.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Lionhead.
I'm sorry.
Right now.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I get when Tom's not here, I have to be the shouting person.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Question of the week this week. Oh, that's a good expression.
Dying Light. Can we pull something out of that?
What?
What game?
I think it should be Xbox.
More parkour. The last one was Xbox One.
Yeah, but that was guessing. This is the reality.
Okay, so here's a really hard question. Say something nice about the next Xbox.
All right.
I personally think that Kinect 2.0. Or what's the nicest thing you can say about the next Xbox?
Also not a question.
I'm saying that's the... Whoa.
The question is, what is the nicest thing you can say about the Xbox?
Yeah, there you
All
go.
Right.
All right.
Gonna
so I'm going to go... turn hateful.
I think that the Kinect 2.0... legitimately, I think that the Kinect 2.0 could end up saving that console because the improvements they've made have made it so you don't have to stand in front of your system with the perfect lighting at exactly 7 feet away and wiggle your feet. It can make it so you can move your controller to change cover and do some stuff that I think could truly help gaming.
Now when non-gamers play and they're like,
they could make that work. Yeah. And also, I mean, we talked about it before, but like one of the Gears of War writers was like, man, I'd love it if I could tell what the gamer's heartbeat was as they played a game so I could see when they're at their most stressed and then throw more monsters at them. Like, developers have been asking for that. So now they're being given it.
Cool.
Can read your skin.
I wonder if it'll read your skin color and then try to like target ads towards you.
Wow,
that was one of the rumors going out that it would like just see products if you had like a Mountain Dew on your coffee table, be like, hey, this guy likes Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew ads everywhere.
That wasn't a rumor. That was a patent.
That was a patent. Yeah.
Yeah. It was like the Sony patent where you'd be watching a movie, you'd be watching a TV show, and a commercial would show up for McDonald's, and it would say, "Stand up and yell McDonald's" to end the commercial early.
Did somebody say McDonald's? But a nice thing.
I really like the controller. I think it looks super comfortable. They did exactly what I wanted, which
D-pad
is keep,
looks better.
Yeah, keep the basic shape of the current 360 controller and just improve it, and that's what they did.
And I saw it kind of at an angle too. Isn't the top like sort of see-through? Like it's got a.
They haven't really explained how the new guide button.
It's
works.
A different
so it's
plastic
now,
than
yeah.
The
it's
whole rest
flush
of the
with the controller. Yeah, and it lights up, but we don't yet know if it'll like show information besides.
Sophia might know, but she's not here right now.
So, all right. Now, I honestly do like the dirty secret is like I have been the probably
not a
the
dirty
last,
secret
in the last year. I think I've played more movies on my Xbox than games, and so I kind of do want it to be a entertainment box. Like I play more games handheld these days than on a console. So
bullshit. I know what your real answer is. You're just happy it's transferring over achievements. That's all you care
about.
Okay,
yes. Your achievements count. So long. I really hope they don't start inflating achievements and make like, every Xbox One game has 5,000 achievements. Like, I really hope they don't do that. But
Would that be one achievement is worth more, or there are more achievements?
No, an achievement that would have been 10 points is now 50.
That would be stupid.
But if they don't do that, then I do like the improvements to achievements. There. Thank you.
All right. All of these are going to like end like hashtag sarcasm. Hashtag I don't really mean
mine's
it.
Mine's not sarcasm. I'm legitimately excited.
No, I'm excited to see the comments for this one.
Oh, okay.
Mine.
Can we say that we do appreciate humor? I think we could favorite in this case answers that sound in earnest, like actual.
Yeah, you could actually. Why don't you give, if you want to make a joke, give an earnest comment and then a second comment that's your joke comment.
Yeah.
I mean, because it's. Yeah, okay. Anyways, mine would be, is being more excited about the Xbox voice functionality because I do use mine all the time when I'm,
really?
Like, watching, yeah, when I'm watching, like, Netflix, you know, Xbox Pause, Xbox blah, 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 next episode, shit like that. So when he was, like, controlling, like, what's on HBO? And it would go to HBO. Mm-hmm. Xbox. Show me
MTV.
But he wasn't even saying like Xbox first.
Oh, really?
To launch it, I think he said Xbox. Show me what's on HBO Go, and then or HBO, and then like a couple seconds later. I know you can do this now, but it always cuts you off way before. And he was just like, what's on the Science Channel? And it flipped over to Science.
And Sophia said that she used the new Kinect and that the voice recognition is so much better.
Yeah, that's I'm
like
I'm
it has a significantly better microphone.
Yeah.
But would it detect if you're like to your buddy, hey, what's on Food Network? And then it would just switch?
Probably. Yeah, it's probably going
to
do
why
that.
Why would you turn to your buddy and say, hey, what's on Food Network?
That's a when you could
Well, then you're going to say, hey, what's on Food Network? And your friend's going to go, I don't know. And then boom, you're going to know it's
on.
Chopped. You know
you
it.
Chopped.
All right. So, yeah, that's mine. I'm excited about voice recognition. Not in games, but for using my TV.
Yeah. Also in games. I think it could be cool. In both. In lots of things. So, yeah, that's it for our discussions on the Xbox One and our community segment. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at GR Radio Radar and at Just Games Radar. And check us out on the Facebooks.
We've been getting some good fan art submissions.
Yeah, send in more fan art.
People are tweeting to GR Radio Radar with fan art.
Yeah,
and I appreciate that.
And we're not going to post all of it in the articles, but we will retweet everything.
Yeah, and we're collecting a bunch so that we can create like an article, a gallery.
Yeah, a gallery of all of our favorite fan art. So keep sending it in. We love it.
Yeah, it's always great.
Yeah, and we'll talk to you next week.
Get chopped.
Which is faster?
Faster.
Okay.
Which is
all right.
Oh, I have two good ones for once in my life.
Come on, be fast and pick one.
All right, I went with Ocarina of Time because I've watched some speed runs of that game, and when played correctly, aka constantly running backwards and doing backwards rolls because that's faster, that game is so fast. It's super fast.
It's furious.
It's not too fast.
That makes sense.
Backwards rolls are that fast?
Yeah, running backwards in that game is significantly faster than running forward. So pro time crunchers,
speed runners,
I prefer
do the entire game backwards.
Speedrunners do it backwards.
Mine's Scribblenauts, and
that's
all I got to do is write down jetpack speed boost, and it's super fast. That's
super
pretty
fast
much cheating.
Jellyfish. Mine is Duck Hunt because those ducks pop up and you just like clow kick bam and they're dead. And then if you just miss three times, then it's over pretty fast too because the dog just laughs at you.
Wait, three times? That's all.
I feel like it is like you miss three times. He laughs at you three times and they're like doodle doodle.
I want you to do the sound effects for the next like FPS. So it's just like clow clow bam bam.
I remember hearing the zapper going click click clack clickety click. Like I love the sound.
The 1/8-7 on a all right. I went with Missile Command because in the later stages of that game, you better be fast or you gonna die real quick in an atomic explosion.